Welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for November 23rd, 2010. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mullooly, President of Mullooly Asset Management. So, Tom, what are we looking at today?
Well, I thought what we would do, as we have with the first two podcasts, is go through the recommendations that are put out each week by John Dorfman. And for those of you that don't know, John Dorfman is a money manager. He's also a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg News. And here in central New Jersey, his column gets picked up every week in the Sunday paper in the Asbury Park Press. And usually each week he'll come out and say a couple of stocks that he's got his eye on, and he'll usually disclose if he has a position in them or not as well. But you know, I want to stress before we get into the individual names that what John Dorfman does as a money manager, completely different from what we do at Mullooly Asset. John Dorfman is a value type money manager. Everybody in the money management business specializes in something. Doesn't make it right or wrong, it's just different. John Dorfman uses a value approach. We use fundamental plus point and figure technical analysis. Now, the value approach was made famous by Benjamin Graham, who actually tutored Warren Buffett. And his whole approach towards value investing is to buy companies at a value less than 50 cents on the dollar, or hopefully lower. And then the whole idea with value investing is to be really, really patient. You just got to be super long-term. You've got to look at these investments in terms of years, sometimes even in decades, to see the value come out of them. So they're value managers, not too concerned too much with the day-to-day fluctuations in the stock. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the differences in the styles before we get into the actual name. So what did he talk about this week?
The first stock he mentioned was Boston Scientific.
Okay. Boston Scientific, the symbol is BSX. This stock has traded under its resistance line for several years. It's given multiple sell signals all the way down. In fact, in just this year, the stock has fallen from almost $10 down to where it is now. It's bouncing around $5. Actually, it's $6 right now. We'd continue to avoid Boston Scientific until it were to move above its overhead resistance line.
All right, and what about Travelers?
Okay, so the next one was Travelers Insurance. Ticker symbol is TRV. At the moment, it trades at $55. This stock actually looks pretty good. It has come a long way in the last year. A year ago, it had been trading in the 40s. It's now trading in the mid-50s on a buy signal. Looks a little bit extended, but not too bad. So Travelers, I think, looks okay. The only thing that that bothers me about Travelers, like other insurance companies, is that that whole financial sector just really seems to be a train wreck right now. So I think I would look around at other alternatives, but if this were the only stock you had to buy, it looks okay.
And how do you feel about Lincoln National?
Okay, there's another name in the insurance group. This picture is totally different, though. When Lincoln National hit a peak, the problem is, you know, with these charts, the stocks peak and you never know it until they start making lower tops. The stock right now is at $24, and it seems like every time it would rally up, it would get to its resistance line and fail. And this is really another point that we want to drive home with point and figure charts. There are resistance lines and support lines. Both of them are brick walls. They're very hard to break through, but when they do, it's a completely new ball game. It's a whole new change of trend. Lincoln National right now is really struggling in that spot between the overhead resistance line, which is beating it down now several times, and it's pressing on its support line as well. So there's a lot happening here. I would really wait until Lincoln National makes up its mind which way it's going to be going. So right now, I think I'd kind of avoid it here at 24.
Dorfman also mentions Kindred Healthcare. What can you tell us about that?
Ticker symbol is KND. The stock trades at $16 right now. For most of this year, it had traded under its resistance line, not looking too good. But in the last 2 months, really, since it bottomed out in August at $11. The stock's been on a pretty nice tear. Now it's gone from 11 up to 16, which normally tells me that the chart needs a breather. It needs to either stall here or pull back a little bit. So I'd be inclined to take another look at this if it were to pull back to 13.5, 14 on Kindred.
And how about MVC Capital?
Okay, MVC Capital, ticker symbol MVC, stock went on a very nice run through most of this year. Actually, started late last year at about $8.5, $9, got up to 14. It's now at 13 and change. This stock actually, this pattern looks okay. You've got a very clear stop at $12. That would be a triple bottom break, and you've got a buy signal if the stock gets to 14.5. So that's the beauty of these point and figure charts, is that you've got very clear spots where you should be putting a stop in or where you know it's okay to buy. And that's the beauty of these charts and why we use them to help us manage your money. Now, let me remind everybody that the stocks that we just mentioned today are not specific recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management. These are recommendations that were issued by John Dorfman and his money management group. These were found in a column published in November 21st, Sunday of 2010. So we remind everybody, please consult with an advisor or a broker before you make a decision to buy or sell. And of course, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at mullooly.net. That's www.mullooly.net, mullooly.net. So Allison, that wraps up another podcast for us, and we've got Thanksgiving here. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating as much as humanly possible.
Pretty good. All right, we'll check back with everybody next week.